This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If you're just joining us, the breaking news of the last 10, 15 minutes or so is that Brock Purdy, who went out to throw today in practice and then left halfway through the session, will not speak to reporters. Thursday is the day that the starting quarterback speaks to reporters. Now, Brandon Allen and Josh Dobbs will not speak to the media either. No quarterback will. And so the only way we can translate that now, I think, Dibs, is to say that the 49ers right now don't know who their quarterback is going to be on Sunday.
Right. Their starter couldn't make it through a practice, which happened yesterday, too. He didn't throw. Today, he tried to throw. He went through a couple of sessions, and then he stopped throwing. And I would imagine he stopped throwing because the shoulder wasn't feeling great. And so he goes off the field, and Allen and Dobbs finish up the session as QB1 and QB2 for the day. And then you go into the locker room, and you don't know the status. And so you're not just going to throw Brock out there coming off an injured practice, a Wednesday limited, a Thursday he didn't complete. And so you don't really know. How can you know until you see what Brock looks like tomorrow? And when he comes in tomorrow for the last practice before you, you know, get into your Saturday walkthrough and get ready for the game, you'll know tomorrow when he walks in if he's going to be able to get ready and go, or if you're going to have to go to plan B.
The Niners told reporters on the scene that Brock is in the middle of receiving treatment on the shoulder and so will not make the press conference. They did not say specifically, we don't know who our quarterback's going to be, but that Brock needed treatment. Now, it's interesting because 24 hours ago, Brock was at practice in a, quote, limited fashion, but did not throw. And Kyle Shanahan was asked, what's your concern level? This is what he said yesterday.
Not much right now. See how this week goes, but you know, it's limited today, so I think that's good news.
Okay, do you remember we went through this yesterday? We went through this yesterday, and I feel like there's three ways that could have been answered, and Kyle answered it the middle way. There's the, no, not concerned about it at all. Then there's the, no, there's some concern. It's pretty sore in there. Now, he ends up saying, it's a good sign. He went through a limited portion, but I'm focused on the first 2 seconds of this bite. Are you concerned about Brock?
Not much right now. See how this week goes, but you know, it's limited today, so I think that's good news.
That and pause to me, and I remember saying this to you yesterday, that and pause meant there's a thought that went through his head at least of like, I'm not 100% sure.
Right. And he ums a lot. He starts most of his answers with a good, healthy
But not a pause.
And an
not
occasional as well. But
yeah, anyway.
The and the pause, you're right. Really? And then, but then he goes on to say, no, not that much today. And by today, he means Wednesday. And so,
they said, we'll see how tomorrow goes.
And today didn't go well.
It did not go well.
It didn't go well because he was unable to go out there and actually complete a session. And if it is Brandon Allen, his last start was January 9th, 2022. So we're coming up on almost 3 years since he started a football game. He was a Bengals. and he took on Cleveland in the last game of the year, and he went 15-29 for a $1.36.
How'd it go? Who won the game?
They lost. Cleveland beat Cincinnati, but that was the last time he started. He started one game in 2021, and since then, he's been a backup and a backup who doesn't play. Wow. You go into Green Bay with, even if Nick Bosa plays, he's dealing with a couple of obliques. And if you have your backup quarterback and you're already down your wide receiver and your top tight end is coming back off an injury, that's a big ask to go in there and get this done.
Lucas, will you take down the tweet that you sent where I said that this is the biggest game in Brock Purdy's career? Just take it down.
He's getting a lot of interaction.
Yeah, I know.
Leave it up.
He's not even
going
to play.
We don't know that.
There's a good chance.
Failure.
There's a chance.
I mean, actually, you know what? Keep it up. Keep it up, because here's why. Here's why. Ready for the new radio host take? It is the biggest game of Brock Purdy's career, because if Brandon Allen goes out there and wins it, watch what happens to the conversation the next week.
Quarterback controversy.
Hey. You mean Brandon Allen can go beat Green Bay?
He's system quarterback.
But Brocky Poo can't even beat a divisional opponent.
No.
But Brandon Allen can go to Lambeau and win a game?
Well, the other side of it is Brandon Allen goes there and he stinks to high heaven, mm-hmm. and you get motorboated. Then you look at Brock Purdy and you go, yeah, turns out, Brock, you're the man.
I'll tell you this. I'll give you an example of what you're talking about right now. To me, is the Miami Dolphins. I thought this year, no quarterback has shown his value more than Tua. Tua's making $52 million, or that was the new contract. And a lot of people were like, damn, Tua? Is Tua actually that good? I don't know where Tua sits in the framework of the whole NFL. I certainly know where he sits in the Dolphins quarterback room. Good God, the team can't even move the ball 4 yards without him. But when he's in there, they're a legitimate team. They play football and score touchdowns and the whole bit. But Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, you took Tua out and the two of them were looking at each other like, do you want to go get a bite to eat? There's no point in us even being on the field. So Tua really showed his value. And sure, that could happen too. That could happen too. Maybe the 49ers won't even get a first down this week in Green Bay.
Yeah, that might be a little dramatic, but you're right. I mean, if Brandon Allen comes in after almost 3 years of inactivity as a starter, January of 2022, so you're talking about a full 34 months since he started, and this is different than Sam Darnold, too. I mean, Sam Darnold's better than Brandon Allen, and even Darnold didn't get a chance to start last year until the last game of the year, and he was okay.
Yeah, I mean,
wasn't that great. Didn't even really matter.
Not even a real football game.
Right, it was twos against twos.
That was a preseason football game.
No doubt. Yeah. And so this game is a little bit more of a real football game where Green Bay is playing for a lot themselves because, you know, they're starting to feel a little bit of footsteps behind them in the wild card.
I can't believe this year.
It's not over.
No, I didn't say it was. I just can't believe this year. I mean, I can.
I totally can.
Because this is the way stuff goes.
And if you wouldn't have blown games, it wouldn't matter. Honestly, if they were 7-3 right now.
That's a fair point.
If they were 7-3 and this story came and Grandy hit the breaking news sounder, a lot of us would say, you know what? If you're not 100%, yeah, sit this game out. You're 7-3. You got a little wiggle room.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, you don't want to play around with conference games and you'd rather be the number one seed and blah, blah, blah. But if you're not 100%, but you're 7-3 with a one-game cushion on Arizona and the tiebreaker because you wouldn't have lost to them, you'd be feeling different. But 5-5, yeah, this becomes a huge deal.
Well, I just, again, go back to, for instance, not even just training camp, go back to when the schedule comes out. And I know you do it tongue-in-cheek. But when we play this stupid win-loss game, you have no clue what the hell is about to unfold. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this pile of coal in the stocking that we got this year. And again, I'm not calling the year over. Brandon Allen, because I just checked, is allowed to go win the game. And I don't even know if he's playing. But if he plays and the Niners go out and lose by 10 to 14 points in this football game, I'm going to sit there. To me, that's throw your hands up time. That's throw your hands up time. Where you're just my God. Did you, I don't know. Did you what's the bad luck thing? Under a ladder or something with a mirror?
Yeah, broken mirror.
Black cat.
Swallowing gum.
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah.
What the hell happened this year? Well, of all the years, you know, Tom Brady going, there's no such thing as a Super Bowl hangover. I agree with him, but good Lord, there's something going on. There's something going on. A lot of it is self-inflicted. A lot of it is not. But damn, how would you answer it if I asked you this year? So far, what's gone right for the 49ers?
What's gone right for
what
the Niners?
What has gone well?
Juwan Jennings has gone well.
A great question.
Thank you. Okay.
George Kittle's gone really well.
Anybody want to weigh in on that?
Fred Warner's been great.
It was. First half.
First half, he was otherworldly.
He was DPOY.
Right.
Last
he's
five
still
games,
been really good.
Not according to numbers.
Well, depends on what numbers you want to look at. Because numbers are numbers.
How about just give me your eyes and your heart? How many plays?
Numbers
Fred,
are numbers.
And numbers are numbers. But give me, Fred, last five games, what stands out?
What stands out is he's...
Give me the play that you remember.
Oh, there's not a marquee play, but it doesn't mean he's not playing pretty well. Mm-hmm. He's not playing as well as he did the first five games. But
I saw stats.
A linebacker especially is really reliant on the guys in front of him.
No doubt.
Because if they don't do anything, then the offensive linemen are going to get to Fred Warner, and now he's neutralized.
But Fred is also a great coverage linebacker. And I'm going to check this because I don't know for sure. I saw this on a social media post that in the last 30 passes thrown against Fred Warner in coverage, do you know how many of them were completed? Last 30 passes.
Probably 20.
30.
All 30. 30 for 30.
All of them.
Man,
like a
ESPN.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Henry. Exactly. So I'm sorry. Like, I don't know that Fred Warner is playing well the last five games. It's fine. He doesn't stand out as being a liability, but I don't know if he's playing well, and it lines up right with when he got hurt. Like, there's also that. I don't think he's playing at 100%. I don't think he's himself. And that's what I'm getting at. You know, sure, we can name, like, if that's what you can name, what's gone right for the 49ers this year? And the best thing we can do is come up with a couple of names. Juwan Jennings, but like...
Well, you told me yesterday that their offense has been great. All those numbers about...
I did not,
points
actually,
per drive
I
and
did not say that.
Yards
did,
per drive.
I did not use the word great. Not once, not ever, not...
Well, the numbers would indicate that they are great because they're... And you mentioned they're top 10 in like these... All 10 of these things.
They're still effective, except for apparently when it really, really matters.
When it comes to scoring points.
When it comes to the red zone or
right.
the fourth quarter or the third down or the whatever. Like, again, it is
good on third down on offense.
I know, but they're also really good at shooting themselves in the foot. They commit a lot of key penalties in key moments. They do that. They have a lot of come-from-ahead losses. I don't think they've got any come-from-behind wins. So,
no, they haven't had to.
So all of their, you know, the only thing that I would give them in terms of sort of a close victory, I guess, is Tampa Bay. But at the same time, that was totally self-inflicted that game was close.
That was a fourth quarter comeback.
Sure, you're right.
Tampa scored 30 seconds into the quarter to take the lead.
They did. And
yep.
then the Niners came back, and then they coughed that up, and Jake Moody and all the misses and the fight on the side. We remember all of it. But I'm not going to walk out of that giving them applause for their fourth quarter. Like, yes, it is still an effective team in terms of their stats, their movement, their effectiveness up and down the field for good portions of the game. But that hasn't really netted you anything. When's the game that, give me the game they won where you're like, woo, got away with one there. Probably shouldn't have won that. The other team outplayed you. No. If the other team outplays you, you lose. And if you outplay the other team, you still might lose.
Well,
that's
you should win, but you haven't.
No, like this year, would you agree with this? The Niners have been outplayed twice, and they're 0-2.
Yeah, clearly.
Okay.
Minnesota and Kansas City.
And in the other eight games, they outplayed the opponent, and they're 5-3.
Yeah, and that's football. And that's what Kyle talked about.
When, last year.
You know, it comes down to the final four possessions of a game, and if it's close, you got to be better than the other team. And they haven't been better than the other team. And that to me, is that goes beyond, like, bad luck or snake bit or the rest of it. You just haven't closed. And you've had your guys not close. You've had your reserves not close. You've had coaches make mistakes. You've had special teams errors. You as a team, as an organization, you have not closed out games. So, yeah, we can look at the fact that maybe they're a little snake bit and you didn't have RB1 for the majority of the year and you lost your top wide receiver in game number 5 or game number 6. And all that's football. And you can look at most every other team and they're suffering the same kind of deal.
Couple things I'd like to throw out there that have been reported by those who were on the scene today as the 49er press conference with Brock Purdy got canceled. Tim Kawakami wrote, bit of an odd mood in the Niners locker room today, which is understandable based on all of the questions. So there was that. And then, okay. Oh, yeah. Mike Silver, when a 49er player has an injury to his arm or leg, the organization often behaves as though his larynx is also impaired. That's kind of normal, though. They did, like, teams don't have injured people speak.
Yeah.
That's totally normal.
And I believe they've moved the quarterback availability to tomorrow. So from what I read from some of the tweets and some of the people who are down there, that the quarterback who's going to start against Green Bay will speak tomorrow. So maybe we find out at that point who it's going to be.
And then also they said, you know, like, Brock Purdy didn't just skip the press conference, but he was not in the locker room at all during the period where the media was present.
Right. He's in the training room,
yep,
which you don't have access to. And I do believe that when he walked off the field and he went and saw the trainers and they probably looked at it and realized whatever they already know about the injury, and they went right to trying to treat it, whether it's, you know, giving him the stimulator to try to work on the muscle, or if it's ice, if there's inflammation, who knows what it is. Shoulder soreness is one that is so vague so as to make it so you can't even really speculate, right? It could be a number of different things.
Ugh.
Shoulder soreness. Is it just arm fatigue? Does he need to skip a start? Like a baseball pitcher,
I do not think that. You're not walking out of the middle of practice because of fatigue. I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think so either.
This feels more like an actual injury to me.
Well, and if it is an actual injury, and then we can go back to the game film against Seattle, and we can start to think about when it might have happened. And you actually said it on Monday, I think, Monday or Tuesday, and it might have been the throw where his hand got hit, and, you know, that might have jarred his shoulder. And not to make excuses or to give reasons, because I know those are two touch points, but that throw to Debo on the last drive where they looked to kill the clock, that might have been shoulder related. If the shoulder was already hurt and he wasn't able to really go through that throw and rip it.
For sure.
Because that throw looks a little bit like a short arm, and he kind of half-armed it, and that ball just sailed out of his hand.
Also could have aggravated something that was already going on.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
He has not been letting it rip. He's not been throwing it downfield.